Hello, everyone, and welcome to the ADGM Think podcast, where we dive into what members of the ADGM community really think. It is my pleasure to be back with you today, and thanks for joining us. I am Chris Hughes, the chief editor of Abu Dhabi Finance Week and the head of global outreach at ADGM. So today we are going to discuss one of the biggest developments in the history of ADGM, the Rheem Island expansion. This is where almost overnight, the financial center's footprint moved to become one of the largest in the world, going from approximately 1.4 million square meters to 14 million square meters. So over the course of today's podcast, we are going to analyze how the expansion happened and what it means to everyone at ADGM. We'll also be covering some questions from our community. So with me today, I have some of the incredible and very hardworking team members responsible for implementing the expansion. Natella Safar Ali, Executive Director of Registration and Incorporation at ADGM, and Bilal Malik, Advisor to the CEO of ADGM's Registration Authority. Welcome to both of you, and thank you for joining ADGM Think.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Natella, we were just chatting off camera, and I think it would be really helpful if we started with setting the context to this. So, a brief timeline. I know this could go on in itself for an hour, but a brief timeline of how the Rheem Island expansion happened and where it is at today.
The UAE Cabinet Resolution expanding the jurisdiction of ADGM onto Al Rheem Island was enacted in April 2023. And we have announced transitional arrangements on 1st of November last year. Between April and November, we have formed a PMO. We reached out to all the relevant authorities within the Abu Dhabi, all the relevant stakeholders, in order to inform them about it and set the scene how we intend to operationalize it and put it into practice. Yeah. So before the cabinet resolution was enacted, there was give or take 1,400 businesses already licensed by Department of Economic Development on Rheem Island. So that's our first stakeholder. Now we work very closely with DED, with our colleagues at DED. And so on 1st of November, we enacted the exemption rule, which says that those who were already there before the cabinet resolution was enacted are exempt from ADGM registration until end of this year. So the transitional period given to all the businesses that were already licensed at the time when cabinet resolution was enacted is given until end of this year. So this is the time for them to make arrangements, decide, apply for an ADGM license. But the transitional period ends on 31st of December 2024. And on 1st of January next year, everyone, whoever is on Rheem Island at that point, will have to have ADGM license.
Yeah, but they've had a year to do this. Like it's been a long time, and it's been, it seems like a very well-organized process. I remember when the Rheem Island expansion happened last year, the first thing that came into my mind was that this is just a signal of quite how big a deal ADGM is becoming in the global markets. Like, just an enormous statement of intent about what we're going to be in the future. And, you know, I think it's well understood that we're one of the most exciting financial jurisdictions out there. Personally, when last year I seen the Rheem Island expansion being announced, you know, after I said the word wow, I think about 10 times, it occurred to me that ADGM is really becoming a big deal. And it's one of the most exciting, fastest growing financial centers in the world, despite being incredibly young as a financial center. Bilal, there are 1,400 or so businesses in Al Rheem Island. What can these folks expect as they become part of this thriving, vibrant community that ADGM is building?
So as you said rightly, that ADGM has been in existence for 8 years only. It's a very young jurisdiction. Despite the fact it's been young, it has grown significantly. And today we, in Al Marai Island, we are at the full capacity. And getting Al Rheem was a natural idea to expand. The businesses in Al Rheem, we have been meeting with a lot of them, and there's been a lot of excitement in Al Rheem.
I noticed, I've seen the event that you've done over in the Sorbonne, and it's just so much interest, so much excitement. There was way more people turned up to that event than we even had capacity for. You know, people were standing around, looking around. No one was on their phones.
I mean, it was better than expected turnout. It was full quorum that we had. It was fully packed. And since then, we've been seeing a lot of queries coming in. People are willing to, you know, ask them to join ADGM. How soon could they do it?
As they say, they're queuing up.
we've met the businesses who already have existence in Adreem as well as in ADGM. And we've met them, we've heard them, and they've been telling us how being part of the ADGM has helped them not to just grow locally, but also regionally. So I think the businesses in Adreem have on the doorstep, they have an ecosystem which is thriving, which is a robust regulatory framework. So I think it is a great opportunity for all those businesses to come to ADGM and to explore. And
this is where this is what ADGM is today. You know, I sometimes sit back and think, ADGM is cool today, what's it going to be in 5 years? You know, it's like the plans that you hear about, you know, what's going to happen here in the future. Like, to me, it's just so inspiring. You know, it's pretty cool. But that, you know, that makes sense to me. And I think on that same line of questioning, so really the idea is that businesses on Adreem Island must transition their license across to an ADGM license by the end of this year. Obviously, you know, some folks out there might be wondering what they have to do in order to make this happen. So give us a brief, Bilal, if you could take this, give us a brief step-by-step guide on how a seamless transition can happen. You know, what they have to do, you know, in terms of the broad strokes. I know there's the website there and they have to refer to certain details, but what's a step-by-step guide to seamless transition?
So as Nutella mentioned earlier, that since the announcement of Adreem last year in April, we have been working very closely with a lot of main regulators in Abu Dhabi. We have established processes to ease the customer journey, the customer experience, and we have been working very closely with focus groups to understand the requirements as well. What we have done is we have developed a comprehensive guideline document which takes you a step-by-step process of what you need to do before you apply to ADGM, what are the things that you need to do during the application process, and what are the things that you need to do after the application. This guideline document is available on our Adreem expansion page with other resources as well.
So the Adreem expansion page is adgm.com/Adreem.
Adreem, that is correct. So all the information is available there. It is regularly updated. As in now we get new information, we constantly, regularly update that information as well.
I'm a business owner on Adreem. I want to change my license. I don't know exactly what I have to do. The next thing I should do is go on www.adgm.com/Adreem and look for the document, the guidance document.
That is a guideline document which gives you, if you do not know anything about Adreem expansion, that document will give you A to Z information and update as to what is ADGM all about, what is the transition period, and what are the steps that you need to take.
Yeah, and how can people put queries in?
Sorry, what do you mean?
Put queries into, you know, our team and ask questions.
So we have developed multiple channels for Adreem business to reach to us. That includes reaching out to our CRM team directly. We have established an email address, dedicated email address called adreem@adgm.com.
adreem@adgm.com. Okay.
They're reaching out to us. We're also reaching out to the businesses by ourselves as well.
Yeah.
And every now and then we do outreach sessions, we invite businesses, we go to them as well. So there are multiple channels which we have incorporated to ensure that we reach out to all businesses in time to allow them to transition to ADGM.
As we were talking earlier and over the past week, the incredible new initiative that supports this transition and the members of our community by incentivizing them to transition to the commercial license by the deadline. What is this incentive? It's pretty cool, but tell us more about it.
So as part of the migration transition, ADGM has put together a task force that was meeting with all Adreem businesses to understand their requirement, to get more insight on their concerns and challenges. And we've taken a lot of feedback we used that feedback and we put together incentive program, which was approved by the ADGM board.
And this incentive program applies to non-financial and retail businesses. So whoever wants to apply for ADGM license during the transition period can benefit from this incentive. And the degree of this incentive is zero fee until end of October.
Zero fee.
Yes. If you apply before 31st of October, you pay no registration and licensing fee when you apply for ADGM.
That's quite a sale and quite an opportunity, isn't it? Incredible. Zero fee by the 31st of October.
Correct.
Okay. So part two of the podcast is that we have put the word out to members of our community to submit questions to you folks ahead of today. And we're going to just do a little quick fire round of 10 questions that we are going to ask. So question one, will I be allowed to obtain a dual commercial license as part of ADGM?
Yes.
Am I able to retain the commercial license that I have on my current DED commercial license? Or the commercial license number?
Commercial license number. No.
Every registrar runs its own numbering system. So the answer is no.
Okay. Am I permitted to have multiple licenses under one office address?
Perhaps through a group sharing arrangement, yes.
Am I permitted to have one license for multiple office location?
No.
Okay. What will happen to labor contracts? I know this is a big question.
So this is a lot of details, but please go to our website, Unream Expansion, and the details are provided in there.
So adgm.com/Alream. Next question. Are Alream Island office spaces eligible for ADGM licenses effective from today?
Yes, they are. We have registered a number of businesses with Alream registered office address.
Great. Yeah. Welcome on board. Next question. Are there any restrictions moving into digitally enabled versions of agreements as well as e-signatures? Will e-signatures be acceptable under ADGM legislation?
No, we have electronic transactions regulations in place.
Okay. And can an ADGM entity conduct business activity onshore outside of the ADGM jurisdiction?
With a dual license, yes.
Okay. So that's our quick fire round. I know their questions could probably be numbering in, you know, the hundreds, but that's the big points. And this brings us to the end of today's podcast. So thank you, Nutella and Bilal. And I know you are some of the busiest people in ADGM at the minute. So we appreciate your time coming to us. The Ream Island expansion is alive and kicking, and every day we are so thrilled to welcome new businesses to our community. But to let me summarize the things you need to know. The deadline to change your license is the 31st of December, 2024. But before the 31st of October, the incredible incentive of zero fees on ADGM license changeover is available. And please do visit us at adgm.com/Alream. Welcome to ADGM, two islands, one district. All our friends at Ream Ireland, welcome to the Falcon economy, and we'll see you soon.